He's speaking something that is going to be things that will change you because God is our creator. And he knows our frailty. He knows our human state. And he wants to make sure that we know that if we follow the principles of his word, we can have a better tomorrow than even what our yesterday was. Amen. My tomorrow has to be better than what my yesterday was. Come on, I said my tomorrow has to be better than what my yesterday. I got to say that. I don't want to do the same old thing and get the same old results. I don't want to be insane this year. I don't want to be insane this year. I don't want to be insane. I don't want to keep on doing the same old thing and then expecting different results. Praise God. So Matthew chapter 9, verse 16. No man putteth a piece of new cloth unto an old garment. For that which is put in to fill it up taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new wine in old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. Oh, what words of wisdom there. Father, in the name of Jesus, once again, we're in your presence, desperate still for you, hungry for change, hungry to be people that are influencing and impacting the world around us, including ourselves. Huh. I have to be a better me than I've ever been before. I cannot focus on what others try to force upon me. I cannot allow the environment to dictate what I can or cannot be. I have to make decisions and choices. I have to break loose myself. I have to encourage myself. I have to motivate myself. I have to discipline myself. I have to realize that the ball is in my hand, but thank God the ball is in my hand, and that lets me know I can make a change. I can see my life be different, and no one can stop me from when I make up in my mind that I'm going to move forward. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. I pray, oh God, that somebody, each and every one of us, oh God, recognize that you have given us the ability to see change for ourselves. So I want your word, oh God, to be communicated. I need revelation to move upon us. I need you, oh God, to anoint. We cannot do this by ourselves. Speak clearly in the name of Jesus. We pray. Let the church say amen. Amen. Why don't you clap your hands as you are seated here in the house of the Lord. Both of them on. Going back and forth. Back up to the backup. Hey, this, you know what? Let me tell you something. I'm just knocking stuff over. All right. We're having an entertaining service today. All right. Now, I'm going to just teach you something just now, too. Sometimes you have to have a backup plan to your backup plan. Everything is not going to work out the way you intend it to work out. So you have to have and be prepared to have a backup plan. And sometimes your backup plan doesn't work. You need to have a plan C. Someone say amen. Amen. I enjoy getting new things. I don't always get new things, but when I get new things, I think it's kind of cool. New car, new outfit, sometimes even a new haircut, a new job. A new house, a new relationship that's healthy, praise God, and God. Not right now, but you know what I mean. As you guys tell, we're going to have fun this morning in the Holy Ghost. But when you go and you do something, for example, we got rear-ended. My wife did. And I'm kind of a cheap person, so I don't make a big deal of material things. So we got the estimate. And the top part, the back top part, had the dent too. And I was like, just to save me a few dollars, don't worry about that top dent. Just take care of the main bottom bumper. I mean, I'm just the efficient guy. So long as it works, I don't care too much about the cosmetics of it. But he was like, you know, brother, I mean, once you get it done, you're going to wish you got the top part done. Because you don't want to have something halfway new and then the rest of it still be old. Right? When people buy new homes, a lot of times they'll buy new furniture because you don't want to bring in a nice new house and then bring in old furniture. And even to bring it down to a really carnal level, if you've ever seen the movie Cars Part 1, you remember how when Lightning McQueen came and he had to repave the asphalt and it looked wonderful, and then one of the characters said to the other guy who owned the tire shop, goes, now your place looks horrible. Because when you have something new come in, the old looks worse. Are you hearing what I'm saying this morning? And so God is wanting all of us to go to a new place in our hearts and a new place in our mind and a new place in this new year. And we all want that, but sometimes we want to bring all that old baggage with us. And the Lord is saying, if you are going to progress in what I have for you, and if you're going to be able to contain and receive and retain everything that God has for you, then you can't keep on bringing old stuff as I'm pouring new stuff inside of you. If this is a year for you to grow and to advance and to progress and to mature in the ways of God, you cannot keep on bringing your old mindset, your old mentality, and your old actions to what God wants to do inside of your life in this new year. I believe this will be a year that God is going to communicate changes in our life. And we say, yes, God, I'm willing to change my old habits, my old thoughts, my old processes in order to be able to receive what God has for me. If you want new things in God, there's some things in your own self you got to let go of. There are some things that you got to release and break. You and I have to let go of and say, Lord, if I'm going to have the capacity to accept what you want to do in my life right now, then I have to let go of what I've been doing, what I've been thinking that has been hindering my progression. And when I say progression, I'm talking about in every single area of our life. Obviously, our spiritual progression is the most important progression that we have to have. But in your natural state as well, and in your mental capacity, there are some things that have locked you up and locked you down that you've been forced, and you've been feeling like you've been forced to stay in it. And God is saying, if I'm ever going to bring you out of those things and those strongholds and those worries and those fears and those doubts and those selfish ways, then you got to look up to me and recognize, God, your word has a better way for me, and I must allow myself to be attentive to the revelation that God wants to give. So what am I preparing you for? I'm preparing you for the revelation that God is going to reveal to you in the new year. I'm preparing you to ready yourself that as you are growing in God, God is going to start to speak to you, and you will be reminded of the preacher's words. Yes, I must obey that and let go of some old mentality and some old ways so I can walk into deeper places in God. Is there anybody that wants to go in deeper places in God this next year? I'm not talking about shallow religion, but to a place where you are so strong in God and you are able to operate against everything that's trying to attack you, all the things that has held you down last year or years past. You're saying it won't be so this year, because this year I'm grabbing a hold of the new things that God is revealing to me. How many knows that God still wants to reveal new things in your spirit, new strategies in your life? God is not bankrupt concerning strategies. God is not out of place for the playbook of your life. No, God has new things. He says, I'll do it. I'll change it. I'll rearrange it if you trust in me and let go of the old ways. It's easy to use sports analogy because I like sports so much. A lot of times teams are down or winning at halftime. And how the game is going to end depends on if the coaches are going to keep on doing what has not been working or make an adjustment in the second half. And you have to understand in your life, there's been some things you've been living and doing and thinking and operating in, and has gotten you to the place where you are now. But God is still saying, we can win this thing. We can overcome this thing. We can beat this battle. We can overcome this mountain. But here's some new strategies. There's some changes you got to do. There's some new formations you got to get yourself set in. You can't keep going and doing the same old I formation in this type of situation. Now you got to think outside the box and get deeper into my will and into my word. But until you get deeper in my word and in my will and in prayer, you'll keep on doing the same old dumb things, making the same old decisions. But if you get your eyes on me in this new season, and not just get your eyes on me, but also pray, God, give me revelation I never had before. Give me new tools and new strategies I haven't had before. Give me new things I've never operated in. I need that this year. I don't know about you, but God, I need more strategies to be successful. I need more strategies to be more of an overcomer. God, I can't keep on repeating the same old process that kept me stagnant. But oh God, this year, I want to move forward in revelation. I want to move forward in revelation, God. I can't continue to just call on you after the fact. So many people call on God after the fact, after the trouble. But what if this year God is saying, if you keep on walking with me, I'm going to already give you solutions and wisdom before the trouble ever gets there. Because trouble is coming. It's promised. So instead of being so heartbroken and tore up when problems and situations and things come my way, no, God, give me strategies to be more than a conqueror. Let me walk on water. Let me walk on impossible places. Let me trust that if I hold on to the word of God, I'm not going to sink. If God calls me to go to the other side, I can trust when the storm comes, everything is still going to be all right. But that comes by having a close and intimate relationship with him. Like we talked about on Wednesday night, so long as the presence of God is with you, everything is going to be all right. So what do I need to do this year? I got to be in the presence of God like I've never been in the presence of God. How much was I in the presence of God in 2018 in the middle of my trials and tribulations? Oh, but I say this year, I'm going to get in the presence of God and watch God lift me up in the middle of my miry clay. I'm going to watch God put a smile on my face. When headaches all around me, it won't matter. I got a new word of revelation that he will never leave me nor forsake me. And so long as I got get King Jesus, everything is going to work out. So long as I got the presence of God in my spirit, I'm going to walk strong. I'm going to walk confident. Everything is going to be all right. It won't be a fake smile. It will be the joy of the Lord. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. God is a God that desires to do new things. And he had an old covenant, an old testament, an old way of doing things. And he saw that old way was never the solution in order to bring humanity back to a place of proper relationship with him. He formed man out of the dust of the ground, and man sinned, and man was separated from our God, and God could have left it the way it was, but God says, I got to do a new thing. I'm not satisfied with being separated from man, and man by themselves, they don't know which way is up nor down. Man by themselves is always going to mess things up. I don't care who you are or where you come from. If you continue to try to do things your own way, the only way you're going to get is a place of destruction, a place of a downward spiral. You can never live without the presence of God. So God says, I'm not going to leave you in the old covenant. I'm going to do a new covenant. I'm going to do a new thing, and I'm going to come down myself. I'm going to take, anybody know the gospel of Jesus Christ here this morning? God, I'm tired of not allowing my people to have power and authority over sin and problems in their life. And so I'm going to come down, but yet I'm not going to fall. I'm going to come down. I will be tempted as they are, yet without sin. And I'm going to tell them, what you need is my spirit in your life, and how I overcame, this is your year to overcome as well. How I made a thing new, I'm going to make you new as well. How I changed is around, I will empower you to change your life around. Aren't you glad that God has empowered you? Aren't you glad that God said, I will give you the power to overcome? God was tired of seeing humanity walk in sin and shame and degradation. He was sick and tired of watching the enemy slyly lick his lips on all the plots that he had against the people of God. God was tired of the Israelites constantly bringing forth sacrifices that would never remove sin. He was tired of people not being able to worship him in spirit and in truth. And I'm so glad for the new covenant that when he died and he was buried and he rose again with all power, he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless, and now I'm going to fill you with my spirit. I want us to know unto the 19, that's what we need, is again the impartation of the Spirit of God that will allow us to be a resurrected individual that says, I'm not what I used to be. I'm not that old man. I'm not that old creature. I'm not who I was last year. The Spirit of God got a hold of me like never before in 2019. The presence of God's Spirit is operating in my life. Is there anybody here that said, this is the year for the anointing of God's Spirit to be upon the top of my head, to the sole of my feet? Is anybody here that says, I want that spiritual connection? If that's you, raise your hand and say, this is a year where the Holy Ghost wine will fill me up. This is a year where I will be engrafted in the power of the Spirit of the living God. Because it's not just sin, it's the sin that binds. When lust is conceived, sin is there. When sin's finished with you, it brings forth death. So sin is destructive. Sin breaks things down. Sin causes curses. Sin causes depression. Sin causes sickness. Sin causes hatred. Sin causes jealousy. Sin causes fatigue and lack of motivation. Sin causes murder. Sin causes homes to be broken. Sin causes lies. Sin causes addiction. Sin brings in a spirit of hopelessness, and that none of those are God's will for your life. It's not God's will for you to be chronically sick. That's not his plan. It's not God's will for you to be constantly in anxiety and worry. And I get we got sometimes chemical issues going on in our body, but there has to be something in your soul that goes beyond what you feel in the natural. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There has to be something that overrides every chemical imbalance in your life. There has to be something that says the Spirit of God is greater than anything that goes on in my mind. My heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? But one thing I know, where sin also abounds, in the areas and the consequences and the symptoms of all the things that I'm going through. Can I tell somebody here today, grace does much more abound. And so long as I have to reach out, you better hear what I'm saying. It has to be me reaching out to a higher spirit, a new place in God. I have to know, let me let go of my old robe, my old bottles, and take on the new, fresh things that God is trying to release in my soul and not block it anymore. I think sometimes we block it. We think it's too good to be true. So I'll just do enough to get by, to not be noticed. And God says, Aren't you tired of that place? Aren't you ready to put everything in this thing? Aren't you ready to sell out and see what God is able to do? And I want you to know that God has not left us nor forsake us, but he also sees you at your Jordan River. He sees you looking over to Jericho and the promised land, and he's saying, I'm not going to part no waters for you until you start walking on flooded areas, trusting you will walk on dry ground. Stop trying to wait till the waters get parted first till you change your mindset. That's your old way of thinking. Start saying, I am going to get in the presence of God and know his word, and it will motivate me to walk in flooded places. I'm tired of waiting on God. Aren't you tired of waiting on God? If God ever gets to it, if God is ever willing to do it, well, what is all this for? What has already happened? The word of God has told me it's already done. He has already said it is finished. He's not trying to finish it. He's saying, I put my foot on my enemy. It is my enemy is my footstool. What is he saying? My word cannot pass away. Heaven and earth may pass away, but my word will never pass away. But his word is already done. He is an eternal God. So what does he say? Just tap into my spirit. Tap into what I've already spoken and believe it with all of your heart. And guess what? It's impossible to live and where you've been before, not when you put on a new mindset, a new wineskin, and say, I'm putting on the power of God. I'm putting on the word of God. I'm putting on the robe of righteousness. This year will not be the same as it was because I'm a newborn son of God. Mark chapter 1, 22. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. There was something different about the words of Jesus. And though he was, quote unquote, a religious man in their eyes, they also had other religious men in their eyes. But there was something of another level that Jesus somehow was able to put inside of them, and they weren't able to explain it. They said, I've been in the synagogue over and over again. I've read the Old Testament over and over again. I've been in their surroundings more than one time. But there's something about the words of the man Jesus. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This has to be a year where you're saying, give me the word of Jesus. The word of Jesus has the authority to change my life. I can't explain it, but the word of Jesus is different than what I ever heard before. Stop listening to the world's ways and the world's problems and start leaning your ear towards the master's words. The master's words will change your year. The words of Jesus will cause you to say something about the word of God. There was an unclean spirit where Jesus was. And that man who had an unclean spirit says, I can't be silent the way I've been silent week after week in the synagogue. Week after week, I've had this struggle, and I show up to church. Week after week, I have this problem and I show up to church. Week after week, I come here and we read the scriptures and we go through the routine here in the synagogue, and yet I still have an unclean spirit. I still have something in me that's not right. Sometimes I can't put my finger on it. Sometimes I cannot express it in words, and I come across it in so many different ways and actions of my emotions that I don't know how to handle. I got so many mood swings that I can't know how to deal with because there's something unclean on the inside of me. But I've been in the house of God with no change in the house of God, but now there's someone here that's speaking words I've never heard before. There's somebody here that's changing me on the inside. There's somebody here that's stirring something in my spirit, like my Creator is somehow speaking into my spirit.
desires to do. It's a creator that wants to speak something deep down in your spirit. You might not hear it with your natural ear, but there's something on your spirit, oh, the inside of you that says, I found the answer. I found the solution. I found the avenue of progressing. There's something in my spirit that's stirring. I'm not going to be the same this year. I'm going to be empowered by the word of God. So you have to recognize that first. And when you recognize first, there's someone with authority in the room. That's when you see in the next verse with the Hanukkah in verse 23, that's when you'll see what he did. You're not going to do anything until you first get it on the inside of whose presence you are in. Not where you are on a Sunday with snow, what time it is. No, not that. But who you are in the presence of. Sometimes we miss it because we show up in a location, but we don't know who we are in the presence of. That's why something that cannot be transferred by legalistic rules or regulations. You're not going to get your breakthrough by finding out where that line is of what's acceptable or not, and you toe that line. That day has to now leave your spirit. Those minimal expectations is your old person, your old way of thinking, of doing bare minimum is not going to get the job done for where you are headed yourself. Do you hear me talking? I'm not talking to us like a corporate church. I'm talking to you about an individualistic thing that God wants to do in your life. And you're going to obtain what God wants to do in your life this year, because God does want to do some things in your life this year. You cannot just say where I am. You got to say whose presence am I in. And that when I walk through these doors, if I'm in the presence of God that has all the authority, watch what he did. That's what he said. I cannot be silent anymore with the issue I have going on. I have to now cry out. You want to know what I'm telling you this year? This is a year to open up your silent mouth and learn how to cry out to your God and learn how to humble yourself like never before. I pray throughout the next few weeks, Pastor Barlow cannot finish his message because there are too many people that said, I got to interrupt the powerful preaching of the word of God because something has stirred in my spirit. Don't you understand? It was an altar call when he cried out. No one got on the piano and he said, it's my time to come down to an altar. There was an unclean spirit. He was sick and tired of having it. And so in the middle of service, he raised his hand. He opened his mouth and he cried out.
You know what would have happened if he didn't cry out? I got evidence. I got evidence of those that are here. I got evidence of those that are not here. In all of our lives, you keep on repeating the same old issues. And the devil wants you always to keep on thinking, why won't God fix it? The devil always turns it around, even from the beginning, that it's God's fault. God's withholding knowledge from you. God knows that you will be like gods, and he wants to withhold from you. And so he tries to get the attention of humanity to blame it on God. Well, if it's God's fault, then why should I cry out? If it's God's fault, why should I get desperate? If it's God's fault, why should I even try to give everything? But when you realize who you are in the presence of, and when you realize the reason why you haven't gotten what you thought you should get because you're not doing what they did in the Bible. You're trying to do it the traditional way.
You're trying to keep on the old wineskin. You're trying to keep on the old way of doing it. You want to do what's comfortable, what won't stir the pot up, what won't cause any distraction. But when you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, there's something that says, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And if I know who I'm in the presence of, I cannot allow this thing to go on another year. No, 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 no. This is my year of change. And so I will be somebody that will do whatever it takes. That's the mentality I'm trying to communicate. I want you to lift your hands right now and say, whatever it takes, God, to get a move of your spirit, whatever it takes for the sin issue to be destroyed, whatever it takes for my mindset to be different, whatever it takes, I'm not going to sit here quietly, whatever it takes, I'm not going to patty cake this thing, whatever it takes, I'm not doing what I used to do. No, I want to see the move of God in my life, in my mind, in my home, in my health. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yeah, I'm loud. Yeah, I'm interrupting, but I'm tired of what I dealt with in last year. I'm so tired of what I've been cycling with. Jesus, Jesus. Hey, over here. I need you. I can't live without you. You are my everything, oh God. They were absolutely amazed that a new doctrine was going forth. They were amazed that I seen the depression in that man week after week, month after month. But one desperate encounter with Jesus, they're running the aisles. One desperate encounter with Jesus, they're throwing down the cigarettes. One desperate encounter with Jesus, they put away addictions. One desperate encounter with Jesus, I'm seeing a change. I'm seeing a new robe. I'm seeing a new life. I'm seeing a new fire. Oh, something about the presence of Jesus. Jesus sent his disciples. He says, go, heal the sick, raise the dead, freely have you see, freely give. And there was something that they went on. They went on the authority of Jesus. They understood, I don't have to be special in of myself, but if I take the authority of Jesus with me, everywhere I go, it's going to be change. Everywhere I go, I'm going to see new things happen. Everywhere I go, it won't be the same old cycles, because I'm not going by myself. I'm going by the assignment and the authority of the Word of God. And so they left where Jesus was, and they made up in their mind, I'm going to impact everything around me, because there's something that I have, and that's a word from God. And so maybe this year you don't have that word, then I tell you what your word is. Get a word. Get in God's presence and say, I don't know about the one around me, but I need a word. I need an assignment. I need something that will get me out of my mully grub. I've been sitting in self-pity for too long. God, give me assignment and tell me to go. The reason why they ended up being impactful, and they were so surprised and glad that they were able to do what Jesus did, they stopped staying in their own little circle. They stop staying in their own little world, their own problems, their own situations. And they said, you know what's going to change me this year is when I get on assignment. I wish somebody would hear what I'm saying. God is trying to anoint somebody in the Lighthouse Church and say, you've done well. You've been faithful. But can I take you to a new level? Can I tell you, it's time to step out and leave your comfort zone and take what you got and give it to somebody else. You want to be different? Then stop being stingy. You want to change? Then stop keeping it to yourself, because you can't get more until you get more out. You can't receive more until you release what God has already put on the inside of your life. But I tell somebody, if you start releasing, here comes more anointing for you.
Tamahaya. Lift your hands right now. The Holy Ghost is moving. I'm not going to be the same. I'm going after the Spirit of God. I'm going after my assignment. I'm going after the presence of Almighty God. I'm going after the devils that's tried to keep me down. I'm going after fear. I'm not going to be stagnant. Come on, everybody, exercise your faith. Come on, everybody, get desperate. Come on, everybody, seek the face of God. This is your year. It's your opportunity. This is your year. It's your time to be fresh. It's your time to be new. Shake yourself and say, I'm going higher. Shake yourself, I'm going deeper. Shake yourself, I'm going further. Shake yourself, I'm going higher in God. Let it pour out. Let it pour out. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. I'm wanting you to get your word right now. I'm not moving too fast. I need somebody to get your word. I need somebody to get your word. Get your answer. Get your new wineskin. Get your new cloth. Get your new robe. Get your new mindset. It's your day. It's your moment. It's your season. He's in! Somebody say, I've got the power. I've got the power. I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And this year, nothing by any means shall hurt you. This year, what hurt you last year ain't gonna hurt you this year. This year, what cursed you last year ain't gonna curse you this year. This year, what kept it down last year ain't gonna keep it down this year. This year, those strongholds ain't gonna be here. This year, those same trials in your mind ain't gonna be here. This is a year of overcoming. This is a year of treading upon every scorpion, upon every serpent, upon every enemy, upon every imp, upon every devil, upon every fireball mindset. This is your year to have favor. It is your year to have blessings. It is your year to know that you're the head and not the tail. Why? I'm in the presence of the Word of God.
You are a new creature in Christ. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Your old promises, God says, I got a new promise. Your old way of thinking, God says, I'm not done yet. I got something better. Is there anybody hungry for better? I don't know about you. I want better. I don't want good. I want better. And better go take me to best. Oh, come on, somebody in here. There is an excellent ministry that God is about to hand out to you. The media
mediator, Christ Jesus, is unifying two areas together. The mediator, Christ Jesus, is putting stuff together that couldn't come together by itself. Oh, but I tell somebody in the Holy Ghost, if you get a hold of this mediator, I got better things. I got better promises. I got favor coming your way, and I want it, I want it, I want it, I want it. Unclean spirits come out right now by the authority of the word of God. Strongholds come out right now by the authority of the word of God. Today is somebody's breakthrough. Today is somebody's miracle. Is it you today? This is your day. This is your moment. How can I get it, Pastor? Raise your hand and allow the Holy Ghost to speak to you right now. Let the Holy Ghost do a deeper work to rid yourself from all the false mindsets. Rid yourself from all the negativity that will try to leech itself on your mind, because negativity will hinder your progress. Negativity will leave and limit you to your promises of God. Release it in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of negativity in your life, I bind every unclean spirit of negativity and the false teaching that says I'm going to go through the same stuff I've always been through, in the name of Jesus, not this year. This year I got better promises. This year I'm taking you deeper. This year you're going deeper than ever before. This year, out of your own mouth, you're saying, I will not fear what man can do to me. The Lord is my help. I said, the Lord is my help. I got a word from the master, and I am anointed, and I am appointed, and I'm on assignment. Loose your people right now in the name of Jesus. Let it stir, 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 let it stir. The new covenant is being poured out right now. I will give them one heart. I will put a new spirit within you. I will take the stony heart out of your flesh. I will give you a heart of flesh. I will give you a soft heart. I will give you a pliable heart. This is your year. This is your day. Atala mara namor yanda le asana yanda la la mo yande yanda namor rana yala la mo rada la la matea. Some of you felt that because of all the mental anxiety and the weight and the heaviness that you've been dealt, what you felt, what you feel, what you see, you have not decided whatsoever to backslide. You've just decided that you would mentally be better to simply accept the condition that you're in. You have felt that the greater release would not be to continue to have hope to believe for better, but the better release would be simply to just say, this is my lot now. And I can go through my life easier if I would just plant the flag here in this place. No, it may not be ultimately where I felt or thought that God told me I was going to be, but because I'm not there yet, it's easier to lie with Hagar and have my Ishmael. Lord, can't the promise just come through Ishmael?
Can't the promise come just through my current condition? Can't we just leave everything stat pat where they are now? It's hard to keep on pushing. It's hard to keep on believing. It's hard to keep on pressing. Ishmael's right here. Let the promise, whatever you want to do, be contented to hear. God spoke up and said, I know you're dead in your body. I know you're dead in your emotions. I know you're wore out. I know you've been praying for a long time and I haven't answered. But I swear to you by myself that you're going to have your promise and it is going to come through the most unlikely of places. Your 90-year-old woman, through wombs that have died, through things that have been shut up, isolated, and left out and forgotten, I swear to you, I'm still sending your promise. I swear to you, I'm still bringing you hope and joy. I swear to you, I'm still restoring your mind and your ministry and your health. I swear, I know you might think it might be easier to do it where you are now, but where you are now is not what I promised you all those years ago. Where you are now, not where I promised you in that revival service. Where you are now, not what I promised you when that prophet spoke over you or that pastor laid their hands in your head or I spoke something in your secret room in that secret prayer area. I have not forgot that place where you were in secret, and just because the nighttime is here, don't you think that I'm a God that forgot about you? So what I'm doing, I'm restoring that promise to you right now. I prophesy everybody here. I don't know everybody's individual promise from God, but what I do know, if God spoke a promise to you, I renew that promise in the Holy Ghost to you right now. I declare as a man of God that that promise is alive, no matter what has died, no matter what feels like it's dead or broken or in barrenness. I release a promise again that you are still going to have your Isaac. But the Haddock played that song, Since Your Love. Since Your Love, I'm a new creation. I'm forever changed. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, not some things, not some problems, not some issues. All things are become new. The last part of the service is going to be just continued prayer. You grabbing on to that hope once again. You're grabbing on to the desire once again. You opening your ears up and your heart to what God wants to speak to you.
You are the life, the song of my life. You always lead. You are the